WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Donald Trump's latest campaign promise, if he's reelected,
we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
Starting, he says, with the Haitians he claims are eating people's pet dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. President Biden calling that language
simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing. It has to stop.
52 days before the election, Kamala Harris is courting voters in a crucial swing state. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has that.
Vice President Harris made her 12th trip to Pennsylvania. Its 19 electoral votes offer more than any other battleground state.
I feel very strongly that got to earn every vote. And that means spending time with folks in the communities where they live. And so that's why I'm here.
The Popes expressed disapproval of both Trump and Harris, saying through an interpreter,
they are both against life. The one who throws away the migrants, as well as the one who kills children, both are against life. Who is the lesser of two evils? That lady or that gentleman? I don't know.
President Biden met British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House Friday discussing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's plea to allow his forces to hit targets inside Russia with Western-made long-range missiles. Here's CBS's Wei Jiajun.
They've already been using these, but not directly into the heart of Russia. And Zelensky argues that he believes having the opportunity to do that could be a game changer with regard to winning this war.
That meeting ended with no public commitment to grant Zelensky's wish. Boeing workers are spending a second day on the picket line. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
The company says machinists who make about $75,000 a year would be making six figures by the end of the new contract. But workers on the picket line say those increases are based on wages that were negotiated 16 years ago.
We just want a fair share of the pot.
In the Seattle area, where the median cost for a home is more than $800,000, these union workers say Boeing just doesn't pay enough.
What happens when an endangered species isn't endangered anymore?
The Biden administration has asked an appeals court to revive a Trump-era rule that lifted remaining Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves in the U.S. If successful, the move would allow hunting in the Great Lakes region. It's opposed by the Sierra Club, Center for Biological Diversity, Humane Society of the United States, and other groups. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Congress has about 2 weeks to pass a bill to keep the federal government running. Advocates say they hope consumer protection efforts don't face budget cuts. Mike Mohn reports.
Over the summer, House Republicans floated cuts in certain areas, including a 27% funding decrease for the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Federation of America says the timing couldn't be worse for that type of move.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
Last month, the agency co-hosted the first meeting of a task force about whether companies are price gouging and the impact on consumers. GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want a financial services bill that prioritizes combating terrorism financing, maintaining the integrity of financial markets, and spurring small business growth. Witte contends the FTC has made progress in standing up for consumers with great efficiency. She points to the proposed click-to-cancel rule that would remove barriers for people worried about recurring charges for an unwanted subscription for a service or product.
That would make it as easy for someone to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up for it. And that proposal has gotten thousands of comments from consumers about how much time they are wasting on things like unnecessary subscriptions.
And the state-level organization Opportunity Wisconsin has also cited concerns about consumer protections being gutted. It's unclear if any of the budget ideas floated over the past several months will find their way into a final spending plan. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday, with highs near 80.
It's 57 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2. And we're going to keep this song playing through the chorus line because my friends from the Waukesha South Marching Band are going to help me sing the chorus line here. And you're welcome to join us from home, too, because it's just a lovely air. As long as you know. This is Chuck Harrison, the Valley Waltz. You ready? And Mike Bruin. Ready? Here we go. Give it up.
Give it up.
Share it out.
Share it.
Help who you can.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Beautiful. Great work, everyone. Hey, we're just in time for our first farmer's market report from David Kretschmer, our man on the stand for WUK Radio at the Farmer's Market. David, how are you on this fine Saturday morning?
I'm doing fantastic, and that was some amazing singing I heard from over there.
You know, we should have had you included on that, too, maybe next week. Yeah, that was great. Great work, everybody. Thank you. So what's going on over there at the Farmer's Market today?
Well, it's always sunny skies here at the Waukesha Farmer's Market, and today we've got a fantastic recipe for some deep-fried fried cheese curds. Already.
Sick.
Get you all ready for the Packers game this weekend.
Nice. That's a great call. Was that from the recipe there at the information booth? Nice. That's fantastic.
Yep. Be sure to stop by the fantastic ladies at the information booth. They'll be sure to give you a nice fresh copy for you.
Love it. Anything going on at the WAUK booth? Any giveaways we have going on?
Oh, yeah. We've got a full stock of prizes today. Right now in my hands, I've got a whole bunch of certificates for the Delfield Brew House over by the freeway in Delfield. It is a fantastic place to go. I highly recommend it.
I love it. I love it. So, well, that's terrific. Cool. Anything else to report? If not, we can... Go ahead.
Well, I got to say, we've got the apple farmers coming out these days, and we've got some apple
cider. So glad you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Love that apple cider.
This is the time for apples because they're sweet and sour. It's the best. This is the right time of year. I'm so glad you mentioned that, David. And everybody owes it to themselves to get out there. And anything else in this first of your two reports? Otherwise, we can reconnect there at in the second half of this hour.
I'm going to save some stuff for later on.
Love it.
But just got to remind people. Today at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, we've got Jane Matinier stopping by.
Oh, cool. That'll be great. You got to say hello to Jane Matinier on air. She's got a great show that runs 10 to 12 with Waukesha's own Greg Bach helping her out there. Got to check out Jane. So.
And she's gonna have her famous maple bacon scones ready for a conversation. Come on by and just have a talk with her.
I love it. I love it. David, thanks so much for sharing. We look forward to reconnecting with you later on in this show. Enjoy the market.
All right, thank you.
As I mentioned last week, if you're looking for a tagline to promote the farmer's market, it's right there in that one item, maple bacon scone. Like, how incredible does that sound? So I love it. So, hey, now before we continue our lively discussion with my friends from the Black Shirt Marching Band, I want to give a big shout out to, I saw this on LinkedIn, like the City of Waukesha posted this. It was a promotion to Waukesha's Weldahl Manufacturing, Inc. When Weldahl first started, the CEO could hold all the parts in his hand. Fast forward to today, and they're lifting up to 400,000 pounds. They are a contract manufacturing shop specializing in medium to large weldments. Their work has even been a part of projects for NASA, meaning pieces crafted right here at Weldahl could be on their way to the moon or to Mars. So big shout out to them. Another great example of the great business life we have here in the Shaw. And David mentioned apples and apple ciders, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that my wife and I got a rare night out, just the two of us, and we went over to Mia's, and they have a new, on Clinton Street there, they've got a new item on the menu, a butternut squash ravioli, and I got to tell you, it's the best I've ever had. It's insane. I was like, I still see it in my sleep two days later, you know, so it's really, I highly encourage you, and there's some other new items on the menu there, and, you know, Bo and his team do such a great job. So be sure to stop by for Mia's and try that butternut squash ravioli. If you like butternut squash like I do, try it in ravioli form, and you'll be so happy, like I am right now just thinking about it. So kudos to Bo and his gang over there, and so many other great restaurants and dining we have in our Waukesha and throughout the city here. It's just a really exciting time to be here in our university city. So now back to our friends here. We were talking about, what were we talking about before we were finishing up here? I know planning for Southfest was one of them. Go ahead, Mike.
I think we were mainly just talking about the show and kind of the music that was chosen for that, and the arc of our Michael Jackson.
The Michael Jackson, yep.
So, and we're excited to showcase that. Our plan is Southfest, but at the very least, it'll definitely be at Marchfest. Marchfest is our, like I said, one of our biggest performances of the year. It's our biggest fundraiser. And actually, kind of going off of your food, from the farmer's market, we have Pizza Ranch coming, and Pizza Ranch is our vendor.
That's right.
Number of different delicious items on the menu, such as cheese pizza, tender basket, pretzel bites, nachos with cheese, popcorn, French fries with cheese, cheese curds, my favorite, jumbo hot dog. We have Pepsi soda products, Gatorade, so a lot of good options. And I also want to say, gates open at 3:30. I don't remember if I said that before or not, but gates open at 3:30. The opening ceremony is at 4:30, and then we will perform. The Waukesha South Band performs at 8:30. And nice. Ticket prices.
You'll be the headliner then.
Yeah, we'll be the headliner.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And ticket prices for adults, is $10 a ticket, seniors, $8, and, for a child or a student, it'd be $5 unless you would like to volunteer. We are definitely looking for volunteers. And so we have a sign up genius, or if you want to contact one of us, if you go to goblackshirts.com/marchfest. You should be able to find that information there. If not, please check out our Black Shirt Bands of Waukesha South Facebook. Okay. A lot of information.
Could you repeat the website again?
Sure. GoBlackShirts.com/MarchFest.
GoBlackShirts.com/MarchFest. Check that out. And it's one of the oldest marching band events, and it's arguably the largest, right?
Yeah, most years it's the second largest estate. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. But the largest one isn't in Waukesha. So you can really make a day out of it too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if, you know, it really is a great time and a amazing experience. I know the Pizza Ranch, those folks and the people in the concessions keep very, very busy. People bring their appetites.
Yes.
In addition to their excitement for the music. So, and watching their loved ones, their kids and grandkids, brothers and sisters performing. It really is a great showcase for our marching bands around the state. So, hey, you want to switch gears for a quick second here? A shout out to my good friend, County Supervisor Larry Nelson, and our former city mayor. And Larry will tell you one of his crowning achievements as mayor was his participation in getting Waukesha Reads going. It's a local version of the National Endowment for the Arts Big Read program. And Larry started 18 years ago with the Waukesha Public Library when he was mayor. And they give out free books in September. And I've got one that Larry's going to be presenting on. And I'm holding it. It's called Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. And so I can't wait to read this and then share it with somebody else. But Larry is inviting everybody to the his 18th Waukesha Reads discussion on Monday, October 21st at 6:30 in the program room AB in the Waukesha Public Library. His wife, Dawn, has promised to make her famous chocolate chip cookies and brownies for those who attend. So get over to the Waukesha Public Library or mark that on your calendar. Oh, get over there sooner to get your free copy of the book, and then feel free to share it with anyone else. And there's also brochures that give you a whole calendar of the different reads going on and the special presentations. So, and that's starting actually, the featured events start October 5th. So it really is a great program. And so I got to ask these young people, what do you guys read? I know you got your schoolwork, but what are you reading on your own these days that you'd recommend to anyone?
So I've been reading actually a lot of like more literary books. I got done reading, Brave New World somewhat recently.
Aldous
at the
Huxley?
End of last,
okay.
Yeah, at the end of last school year. And sure. I read Slaughterhouse-Five over the summer.
I have Kurt Vonnegut signed my version of Slaughterhouse-Five. Yeah, we'll, have to, yeah. We'll return to that later on in the show. But no, that was one of the great moments of my life.
I thought it was a really good read. It was so like different from anything I'd read.
Well, it's autobiographical, you know. It's about
in a way. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then there's some, right now in our AP literature class, we're reading Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, awesome. So James Earl Jones, the character he plays in Field of Dreams, the movie's based on the book Shoeless Joe by W.P. Kinsella. And the James Earl Jones character is actually, it's actually J.D. Salinger.
Oh, wow.
It's not this Clarence Mann that they made up, some artistic license there. But it is really neat because J.D. Salinger, in the book it's mentioned, there were two great tragedies in his life. One is when he reached an age when he realized he wasn't good enough to play Major League Baseball. And the second was when, I forgot which order it happened in, but when the Giants, New York Giants, left the Polo Grounds for San Francisco. Those are the two great heartaches in his life. So and Catcher in the Rye, it does refer to his love for baseball, his passion for that. But obviously the story is about kind of a young person in your age group that's basically going through like a nervous breakdown, right? Or just kind of a, you know, like having a hard time facing adulthood or.
Yeah, it's weird. He's a really complex character.
Yeah. Holden Caulfield. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a little background research. Our teacher did a little presentation on J.D. Salinger. And we also learned that the woman he was interested in ended up, they were together. And then while he was at war, she sent him a letter saying like, hey, we're done. And I'm marrying Charlie Chaplin.
A dear John. She married Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin, yeah.
Who was like 60 or so, right?
When she was like way younger than Salinger.
Sure.
So
oh, yeah.
You can only imagine. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. How about you, Amalia? What are you reading these days?
Oh, yeah, that's all very true. It's Catcher in the Rye for me, too. And unfortunately, I was such a reader as a kid, and now with everything going on, it's kind of stopped. So right now it's a lot of statistics textbooks and
fun
calculus. Not so too much stuff I'd recommend to
anyone
else.
Okay.
But.
We're going to continue this reading discussion and of course, music here with the Black Shirt Marching Band. And this week in Waukesha here on this beautiful Saturday morning, September 14th. And James Santel, my resident counsel here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, has just entered the studio getting ready for his show, Amicus, a law review, but I call it Atticus because he embodies that spirit of Atticus Finch. More on WAUK 540 AM.
Help me again.
Don't just
talk about it.
Talk about it.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Redemption song. These songs of freedom. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, for none of them are gonna stop all the time. How long will you kill our prophet while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill that book. Brooklyn, help me sing these songs of freedom. 'Cause all I've ever had, redemption.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha, and our good friend James Santel has graced us with these delicious pastries for our guests. Thank you again, Jen, for all that you do. And, yeah, Jim was on the Dom Salvia show yesterday, and he appears regularly on a lot of the great programming throughout the week because his expert legal opinion is highly sought after, and so glad to have it here on this Saturday morning. Now, that song that you heard was Wyclef Jean doing Bob Marley's Redemption Song, and it was during a tribute concert that happened just days after. It was the Friday after the 9/11 attack that happened on a Tuesday in 2001. And, of course, this week we remembered 9/11 with the anniversary on Wednesday. And we remember those who lost their lives and all the brave first responders who jumped into action. And it reminds me, here in Waukesha, we're proud and thankful for our first responders who are here for us in our times of need. Last year on September 11th, the city of Waukesha was honored to be named as one of the recipients of the 9/11 Memorial Seedling Program. When the seedling is ready, it will be planted in the parade memorial at Greedy Park. Coming up. So that's a great, I think that's a really nice, a great match there too. And then speaking of other great things to support, don't forget to shop at Meijer's on Sunset Drive this Saturday to increase today your support for the food pantry. While you can purchase $10 Simply Give donation cards through the 28th of September, the Saturday Meijer will double match all cards purchased, turning your $10 contribution into a donation of $30 to the Waukesha Food Pantry. So thanks to Meijer's for their support. And we thank you in advance for your support. Head on over to Meijer's and do some good shopping. And really quick, the Carroll Minute. Carroll's women's volleyball yesterday after our show went 4-0 at the St. Norbert College Chick-fil-A Invitational. The Pioneers women's volleyball team is off to their best 10-match start since at least 2000. So congrats to them. And so much more going on to over there at our university partners. So we'll keep you up to date with more. And what else here? So, yeah, back here to the marching band, our guest. We're honored to be here. We were talking about books that we're reading, and Amalia was just saying that you're an avid reader as a youngster, like my daughter was. But with high school and all the other things going on, it's hard to be able to read on your own. When I was growing up, and Mike, it might have been the same for you. I know you're a bit younger than me, but there was always a summer reading list that your teachers would give you and your parents would get access. And you would pick out books that you would read during the summer when you had time, like if you're going to the beach or the pool, or even if you were away at camp, you could take some books with you. And of course, on those rainy days, there were always great opportunities to read in the summer. And are those lists still around? Do you get them from your schools or from other resources?
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately, not sure which one, but no, not really. No, that'd be kind of nice. But I guess it's kind of up to us to research and find what good books there are. Just ask for recommendations, you know?
There you go. So be sure to check out the Waukesha Reads program. And then also, you know, I had a couple of great, about three writers on the show, many of them self-published. Kristen Oakley's book, Carpe Diem Illinois, you should read. It's a dystopian book about unschooling, which is a form of homeschooling. That's very interesting. And I thought you young adults would be interested in learning about that. And it's a fun read. And then for those of you who like crimes, Pat O'Donnell has a cops and writers podcast, but he writes books. You know, if you're into the Law and Order type genre, there's some great stuff. And then my friend Amy Lee, God, what's her last name? But she has a book called Fleetwood Dreams that just came out, and it's climbing a mountain after landslide. So a lot of Fleetwood Mac themes in her, but it's autobiographical, and it's about her dealing with some tragedies early in life, and very great book on loss and healing. So, and we'll get you Amy's full name there. My apologies to Amy, but yeah, she had a wonderful book launch event at a cafe in Pewaukee in August. And one of the people that showed up was a recipient of her father's heart. Her father died tragically. And this gentleman, I believe it was her father. No, her mother's, excuse me. Apologies for that. But so it was really a special night for Amy. And I look forward to hearing about more great things going on with her. So, and maybe more books, you know, from all of them and so many other local talents I haven't mentioned yet. So, and personally too, would love to be included in that list, as I've been working on something for way too long. So, but anyway, so back to the music though, you obviously know how to read music, which is a skill in itself. And do either of you have an interest, or have you, especially because you're doing conducting, have an interest in composing music, or have you already started playing around with that?
I haven't myself, but I will give a shout out to our third drum major at South, Jay Lushman. She actually composed a part of our drum or our score this year.
Okay.
Our drum, you can explain more what it is, drumline feature. She composed herself, and it's included in our show, and that's really cool. I haven't tried that out. Don't know if I have that talent, but she definitely does, and it's a really cool way that she could do that for us.
Very neat. So how about you, Chuck? As a member of the Buddy Blues, you know?
Yeah, so as for myself, I mean, I've definitely written music. I don't know if I'd call a lot of the stuff I've written compose, like compositions, but
okay.
I have had some practice in AP Music Theory sophomore
nice.
Year.
There you go.
did a lot of composition in that class. It's fun. Some of the rules get a little bit of a headache sometimes.
I bet. How about you, Mike DeBruin, director?
Composing, not so much. Arranging here and there when needed, but that's about it. But okay. Yeah, the AP Music Theory, that was one of my classes when I first got to South, and yeah.
Nice. Hey, and speaking of South too, I want to give a big shout out to Joe Bansky. His Fusion team had lost a tough volleyball match to Muskego this week, but they played really well. There are close sets, including a 24-26 loss in set three. The team is certainly learning about their own identity in that game against Arrowhead, which I believe was a win. Was it? I forget. But it served them very well from that standpoint. And I know that they beat Arrowhead last year, which is a bit, you know, Arrowhead's usually ranked number one in the state. And as we know, our Fusion team shared the Classic 8 Conference title and then won the sectional title on their way to state. So. So much more to talk about here with the South Marching Band, and we'll have our second Farmers Market report here in This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, and the Civic Media app. We're taking your calls from the app, too.
These songs are freedom, 'cause all I've ever had, redemption song. These songs are freedom. Let's do it for our father to the brim. America,
God bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave,
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's campaign promised if reelected,
we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country.
Starting, he says, with the Haitians he claims are eating people's pet dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. President Biden calling that language
simply wrong. There's no place in America. This has to stop what he's doing.
Kamala Harris is campaigning in swing state Pennsylvania today. Will President Biden allow Ukraine's President Zelensky to hit targets inside Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles? CBS's Weijia Jiang has
Zelensky that. Argues that he believes having the opportunity to do that could be a game changer with regard to winning this war.
No decision announced yet on day two of the Boeing strike.
I absolutely love working for Boeing. I mean, it's a phenomenal company. We just need to make some adjustments is all.
The workers rejected a 25% pay hike offer is too little too late. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucky gets Bama. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers play Alabama today in college football. Head coach Luke Fickell said that they've been the best team in the nation for a long time.
I know this, over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football, and there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been in for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. in Madison. The Brewers got a two-run home run from Rhys Hoskins and beat Arizona 2-1 on Friday night. The win, coupled with losses by all of the teams below them in the standings, moved Milwaukee's magic number down to 5. Same two teams, Brewers and Diamondbacks, tonight. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis is expected to be the starter when the Packers take on the Colts on Sunday. Both teams are looking for their first win. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 67. 78, mostly sunny for your Sunday. Mostly sunny, 82 on Monday. Sunshine for Tuesday, with highs near 80.
It's 57 at our studios.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, and powerful anti-aging supplements. Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's coming past. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the
stars. You're listening to This Week in Waukesha. And that September ends by Green Day. And September's not ending. We're in the middle of it on this beautiful Saturday morning, September 14th. And we're ready for our second Farmer's Market report from David. David Kretschmer, how you doing, man?
Hey, Don.
What's the latest and greatest?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there, my friend?
Well, I already mentioned we have fantastic apples here today, mm-hmm. and we also have fresh from the beehives around Waukesha. We have fresh honey. You can get, we got two tents full of them. You can get fresh honey by the pound from this year, last year. Great stuff.
I love it. I'm glad you mentioned the honey because my father-in-law is he makes his own wine. And recently a friend of mine who makes his own honey gave us some, and we are learning to make mead, the drink of the High Kings of Ireland. And the first batch came out pretty nice, so we're looking forward to doing more. So I may have to check out your honey guys. So are there sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, make sure to stop by. And if nothing else, you can enjoy. We got some live music from Kenneth Kylie and the Tone Deaf Parrots as well. And I know this is a little different than what we usually do, but I kidnapped one of the information booth ladies. I thought she'd give us a few words on what they do.
Let's hear it. Put her on.
All right. Hi there. My name's Sydney Burnett. I'm one of the market managers here at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
Hi, Sydney. How are you?
I'm so great. How are you doing?
Good, good. What's going on over there today, Sydney?
Well, it is a particularly beautiful day today, so I would highly recommend anyone come check out the Waukesha Market. We've got a ton of really awesome vendors. We love our vendors. Anything you want at the grocery store, you can probably get it at the market here, and you're supporting all local businesses and farms.
That's terrific. Thanks so much, Sydney. Yeah, looking forward to heading over there as soon as this show is over at 9. And David, thank you for including Sydney in this morning's Farmers Market Report. It's good to have some additional insights into what's going on over there at what is the state's largest farmers market, I believe. So, David, anything else before we let you get back to business?
Nope. Got to get back to spinning that fantastic wheel prizes we got here today.
A lot of great prizes. Sounds good. David, thanks again for all you do for WAUK and promoting our mission there at the farmers market. So have a good one, sir, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Yep.
So, bye. And then Mike has, what are you reminding me about? Put the mic on, Mike. So what's going on? What are we?
I was just going to say Oktoberfest.
Yes. As promised, there's some Oktoberfest we need to learn about, starting with today. Have you been, Mike, to the North Pillar Brewing, the brewery at the old Weber Brewery there?
I have not, no.
Well, they got a farmer's, excuse me.
Yes, I have.
They have an Oktoberfest going on today from noon to close. So be sure to stop by there, check it out. I believe that the tap room at Manuka Park also has their Oktoberfest today. And then the big, maybe the granddaddy of them all here in Waukesha is Waukesha's Oktoberfest next Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st at Frame Park. And it's going to include the Globkinspiel. Sorry, my German is terrible. The Globkinspiel Doberlandler Dancers. There's going to be a Maskrutstimmen contest. I know I'm murdering these words. There's chainsaw carving. That one I got down. And then sign up for Das Bags Tourney. You can also book a VIP table for $200, and that gets you $200 in gift cards for the Oktoberfest. So pretty cool. And I've yet to go to a Waukesha Oktoberfest because we always have something going on that weekend. So I'm hoping I can make this one if I can. So we'll see. But Amalia, you have some Oktoberfest to share info, right? Oh, no. It's something different. Applefest.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of a similar way that I usually miss Applefest. But when I think of like my childhood, like Waukesha Fall, I definitely think of Applefest. Like it really holds a special place in my heart.
At the Retzer Nature Preserve.
Yes,
yep.
I think about like the trail with the scarecrows that the kids make and buying apples. It's just like brings back so many memories for me. And it's next week, Saturday, the 21st of September, and I'm very, very excited to be able to attend. And
nice.
Potentially my last fall in Waukesha, which is hard.
Sure. Well, that's another good question we asked, too, is do either of you see yourselves coming back to Waukesha to live and start your careers or continue your careers in any capacity, or you more want to see the world?
I think I'd probably want to. It's definitely a question I've had to ask myself about, like, how close do you stay and that kind of stuff. I'm looking to be in engineering, so I'll probably need to be somewhere, wherever the company I go to is, you know, wherever they're located. But I don't want to stray too far from home. You know, I have a loving family. I want to stay nearby.
Yeah.
My family's kind of separated, but in the first place, I'm half Mexican and half of them live in Mexico, actually.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've really learned the importance of being by family by the fact that I don't get to see them so much, and I know how hard that is for me.
Sure.
So I wouldn't want, like, my future family or myself to have to go through that in the same way. So I'll always try to stay somewhat close to home.
Nice. How about you, Chuck Harrison?
Well, it's definitely, it's an interesting question. I think for me, it's really hard to think about life after college because in my head, so much is undetermined. Like, I feel like my life is going to change four times within college at least.
Oh,
like,
sure.
So I can't say for sure what I'm going to do, but I cannot imagine myself not coming back to Milwaukee or Waukesha, like Wisconsin in general, but especially like the Milwaukee music scene and the great community in Waukesha. Like, all of it is so important in forming like who I am. And I've been a part of a lot of community movements and like organized stuff in the community. So it's a very important place to me for sure.
Love it. So, and I know it's become a very important place to Kakana area native Mike DeBruin, who's now like you've dug some roots in pretty deep here in the Shaw. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Spent a lot of time here now, and it's been really special learning about the community and the different events that go on, and how embedded this school district is with the community and the partnerships that exist. And as we were kind of talking earlier, like the, you know, like the Engineering Academy and the Healthcare Academy. Just the different partnerships and opportunities for students. And you guys are kind of talking about your class differences and how there's just a ton of opportunities. So that's really cool.
Sure.
I also want to plug the dual language program. That it's really special about Waukesha. I was a part of it and a lot of people are a part of it. And I just heard yesterday we're one of the biggest programs in like the area for sure, and possibly in Wisconsin.
For dual language.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's a really cool program, and I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Sounds great. Hey, speaking of language and community, we've got our good friend Greg Wansnyder, the Triple G, calling in. Greg, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Don. How
good
are
morning.
You this morning?
Good friend. Always great to hear your voice. What do you have for our young guest here?
I want to say, first of all, I recognize the importance of your guests and the pride they take in the music scene. I'm a Waukesha music fan and promoter as well. And then secondly, I just want to say, representing my home school, go North Stars, you know, even though you have black shirts on, North Stars have always been in it as far as...
they are the dynasty of marching bands, for sure.
I'm sure.
The great tradition.
Mike knows that well.
Yeah.
But Mike, I wanted to ask you, maybe even the students have an opinion on this. Marching band has changed over the years. You know, we used to think of marching bands just coming out at the halftime of football games and or when a team wins or loses or pepping them up in the crowd. But it's really changed. It's really a field show, and there's a lot to it. I know I was at the UW-Whitewater Marching Band Festival a couple of years back, and I noticed that there's just a lot of pomp and circumstance, shall we say, to a marching band performance. A lot of other sound incorporated into the performance. So I guess what can we expect from South in that regard? I haven't heard your band performance yet, but what can we expect from South in that way? And do you agree that marching band has become a more all-encompassing kind of thing with the, especially with the addition of the color guards and other things going on.
Great questions
on the field.
Great set of questions, Greg. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's like its own special arena. Coming from Kakana, we weren't a competitive marching band in my high school. So kind of coming into this more competitive marching band arenas, it's definitely been special. It's a very supportive community. I've noticed that. I think you kind of mentioned watching the state performances a couple years ago. Like, it's really special to see the respect and how much is put into the show. And it's just so many volunteer hours, which, again, I'm going to plug like a thank you to the band boosters of Waukesha South who do so much. And I'm sure they do it north and west as well, where you need all hands on deck. You know, you got props, you got color guard, you got trying to get onto the field. You have about 8 minutes to perform, and then you got to get off the field so that the next band has their time. I certainly think that as important as the football games are, I feel that our primary focus is more so like our performances. Like, we're performing at Bandfest Carol next Sunday, and then we have our March Fest, and then we'll be at Waukesha West Fox River Invitational the following Sunday, and then obviously we'll be at state as well. So, wow. Yeah, it's definitely taken on a more seriousness to it, and I think I could be wrong, but I believe it's growing, because when I was looking at the state competition list this year, I think it's bigger than it was last year, and that's encouraging as well to see that it's kind of starting to pick back up again. I think, you know, as with everything, the pandemic kind of hurt music programs and especially band programs, because to begin an instrument through virtual learning is just not ideal. And I know everyone did the best they could at the time, but I mean, it's kind of nice to see that starting to have a pickup again. And I very much love and learn a lot from Tom Battersby at North, and I'm going to shout out to Dave Farmer at West. I'm constantly looking to them, you know, for advice, and it's been really special. I consider it a mini brotherhood between the three of us. And
nice.
But I think Chuck looks like he's got some answers for you too. So
Chuck Harrison, take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think marching band is just becoming a very beautiful like activity, sport. Like, I think not only in high schools is it growing and becoming a lot more serious, but college level, like I was saying, Big Ten, and also like drum corps, like professional marching bands are just amazing to see if you ever have a chance. I actually know a couple people who were sort of, I don't know what the word is, like, for lack of a better word, drafted into like professional like drum corps stuff right out of high school this past year, and got some really amazing like on the field experience. And when you see these guys, it looks more like they're breakdancing to music than playing music. But when you realize that they're like using their breath control to actually produce all the sound, it's really amazing. Like, we watched a clip of even Eau Claire's marching band doing some pretty incredible stuff years ago.
Sure.
But yeah, no, it's just an amazing thing. And I think as it grows, we can get more ambitious and like do some really kind of out of the box stuff, especially with a theme like Michael Jackson. Like, he didn't stick to the standards. So if we follow, you know, we can make this show a lot more vibrant and fun. So it's definitely going to be one to want to check out.
Yeah. And I think from in difference in our show from our shows of the last 2 years, it's been more, like I said, more of a movement theme. So it's not really going to be like song break, song break, song break. We're going to keep moving through. It's like more like three medleys almost, but trying to give you a grasp of all of what he had gone through in his music. So
sounds great. We're going to wrap up this conversation with the members of the Black Shirt Marching Band, plus a couple other community announcements here in this week in Waukesha on this beautiful Saturday morning, September 14th, here on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app. Download it if you haven't already, and take WAUK and Civic Media wherever you go. Can never last.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It's our Fox River Day is on September 21st. Enjoy special events to celebrate, protect, and restore the health of the Fox River, including shoreline yoga, a flower blessing ceremony, art and music making, a kayak workshop, and then enjoy dancing, eating, socializing, and of course, beer at the Oktoberfest event starting at noon. You can also participate in Das Bags Tournament, watch a blacksmith demonstration, or watch the Mash Krugstemmenstein holding competition. For more information and tickets, visit friendsofthefoxriver.org.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together.
Hey, let's sing This Week in Waukesha, and that is another great Beatles song, Gotta Get You Into My Life, which I think would be a great adaptation for Marching Band. What do you think, Mike DeBruin?
Yeah,
we can give that a shot. Mark, yeah.
Maybe Beatles theme next year, maybe.
Is that it? There we go. Oh, God, so much before to choose from. What's that? Say it again, Chuck.
It has come up before. I know some friends have recommended them.
Oh, yeah. And they're timeless. I'm amazed by the number of young people I meet that are really passionate about the Beatles, the way that I was as a young teen. And I grew up after the Beatles had their big thing, but I was still crazy about them. And, but real quick, some community announcements, closer to September 28th, let me start from the beginning. The City of Waukesha Fire Department is partnering with the American Red Cross to conduct a smoke alarm installation event on Saturday, September 28th. If you or someone you know lives in the city and is in the need of smoke alarms, you can call the Red Cross at 888-376-4056. That's 888-376-4056. And then closer to the 28th of September, the fire department will contact you to schedule your alarm installation and a home visit. So, and as we all know, smoke alarms, the most effective early warning device there is. Smoke alarms that are properly installed and maintained play a vital role in reducing fire deaths and injuries in our community. So, and then also don't forget on the 21st, it's Fox River Day, and you can learn to kayak or rent a kayak if you know how to, and explore the river on your own. And then, as we mentioned on the show last week with our guest, Dr. Jennifer Smith of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And one of the neat programs that City of Waukesha has through Parks, Rec, and Forestry is called the Where You Belong Meetups. And it's just, and again, you don't have to have depression to want to be a part of this, but for those of you, if you're, you know, that if loneliness is an issue, or maybe you just moved here, you don't know enough people, these are great opportunities to connect with other members of the community and people that you may have common interests with. And so the next meetups will have a station at the Oktoberfest next Saturday, the 21st. And then at the Waukesha Unlocked City Hall tour and activities that take place, I believe, on Saturday, October 12th. So be sure to take advantage of those opportunities. And know, too, that there's a lot of great resources. Be sure to contact NAMI Southeast Wisconsin. And then remember the number 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, if you or someone you know or love is in crisis. Be kind to your mind and know that help is out there and you are not alone. So, and in this final segment with Mike DeBruin, director of the Black Shirt Marching Band, and members of his drum majors, who aren't necessarily drummers, Amalia Waltz, and fellow senior Chuck Harrison. What haven't we covered? I know there was a mention of the Dancing Grannies. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so one thing that's really cool about this year's March Fest, we have the Dancing Grannies that are going to be doing a collaboration with the Waukesha South dance team. They're going to be performing at 6:30, so about halfway through the show. But I also wanted to say, again, if you like, you can certainly buy a ticket and come on in. We highly recommend that. But if you want to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers. So if you go to goblackshirts.com/marchfest, you'll be able to find a sign-up genius to help. And in that case, you would just be a part of it. You'd be able to watch and while you're volunteering or after you're volunteering. And then if you can't find it on that one, it's definitely on our Black Shirt Bands of Waukesha South Facebook. So we encourage you to follow those as well.
Terrific. So how about you, Amalia? What haven't we covered yet that you want to? Is this where you're going to, are you going to sing for us? Maybe like one line?
I don't know about that, but.
Or where can we see you sing? Is there something coming?
Well, I am a part of the Waukesha choirs at the school. I also am, we have a concert coming up for the Wisconsin WSMA State Honors Choir. It's nice. Going to have a concert in Madison. I was accepted and there was a camp over the summer.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. But we're going to have a concert and it's all of the basically top musicians in Wisconsin. They have a treble choir, a mixed choir, which is the male and female voices. We have a jazz band and an orchestra, full orchestra. So it's going to be a really good night of just amazing music. And that'll be in Madison next month, I believe. So it's definitely coming up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look for that. So, and then, yeah, maybe, you know, you get her to sing if Bunny Blues has a reunion, you know, she could maybe come do a couple solos with you guys. Yeah. So Chuck Harrison,
definitely.
Take it away.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, obviously March Fest, if you're looking for a Waukesha marching band competition, place to observe, if you just like music and you're around the area, I think it's definitely the one to go to. I think it's unique in that obviously it's been around for a while. Like we said, it's got a lot of bands, 14, I believe, other bands, Dancing Grannies, great community. And it's also later in the night. So you get the great atmosphere of having like the stadium lights and the it's just such a good vibe. And I think everyone really would appreciate coming out to see that, being with everyone in those stands, eating some pizza ranch. All that good stuff.
Sure. Go ahead, Amalia.
Yeah, I may seem biased because, like, obviously I'm a part of the band, but honestly, I do think it's an experience like no other. I mean, it's once a year, and it's just amazing. It's at night. It's just pretty magical, all the bands. It's all the work that's gone into these bands as well. Like, these are high school students who, among all of their other schoolwork and activities, take time, and some of these bands are huge and just doing amazing things with amazing sounds, and
sure. You
really might as well come out and just appreciate the work they've done. It's a really cool experience to just watch
Neat. And
be a part of.
And do you get to connect with other bands and band members and form like some friendships or?
Yeah, I've volunteered over the years being like a band. We lead them throughout where they
escort?
Need to go.
So yeah,
like an escort.
Sure.
So that's been cool too.
That's terrific. So.
Yeah, and as drum majors, we have a unique opportunity to, when we present awards to other bands, on the field, like face-to-face with
That's
the other
cool.
bands. So we'll be presenting all the awards, and each school has a specific drum major salute that we do to each other.
Love it.
So we're going to get to do that like 15 times that night.
Sounds good. Mike, were you about to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for having us on. Also, a huge thank you to Waukesha South Admin, the custodial staff, the band boosters, like you said, Aunt Paquette and Nikki Lang. Everyone who really brings it together, it takes everyone, and it's a huge event. So thank you all.
Mike DeBruin, Waukesha South Band Director, seniors Amalia Waltz and Chuck Harrison. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for all that you do. Best of luck with March Fest. And please remember, thanks everybody for joining us out there. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. And, stick around for James Santel's Amicus a la Review. Go to Mila Mahagev Galer and see ya! Of my life. Got to get you into my life.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, weekend happenings along the Wisconsin campaign trail. And we'll talk about how the Packers did at their home opener at Lambeau Field.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning starting at 6.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.